From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Five people are killed in a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport. The attack took place in a terminal baggage area of the airport that serves Delta and Air Canada. Police apprehended the gunman, identified as Esteban Santiago. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said the suspect was taken into custody without incident.
We have the shooter in custody. He's unharmed. No law enforcement fired any shots.
News reports say that the gunman had the weapon in his checked luggage and had possibly gotten into an altercation with other passengers on the plane. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama was briefed on the incident by his national security advisor.
Obviously, these are the kinds of events that we see all too often here in the United States. And, our thoughts and prayers right now are with those who are potentially affected, and certainly with the first responders in South Florida who right now are surely putting themselves in harm's way to try to protect innocent people.
The airport has been closed while the situation is under investigation. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, received a full briefing Friday from top U.S. intelligence officials. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive and said he has tremendous respect for the work and service done by the men and women of the intelligence community. However, he did not explicitly endorse the view of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee's computers and then released damaging information to aid Trump's bid to become U.S. president. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.